And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is listen to your heart. So many times we see human beings listen only to their head, to their intellect, to what they're reading in the news, to what they are accepting from neighborly gossip and conversations, from what they take in from, quote, authorities on all kinds of topics. So there is the mind filled with all kinds of data, and human beings tend to look to the mind for guidance, for what to do, for choices to make, decisions to make. What does my mind tell me? We ask you here at the beginning of a new year to consider the balance of listening to your heart as well. Your heart and its vibration is quite different than your mind and its vibration. The mind is most often in a whirl and running as fast as it can, and it does not give you peace. Your heart, which truly is the deeper and greater knowingness within you, is the one that you must allow to speak to you as well. Your mind has its role. It can plan things and do things according to greater guidance. Guidance from, we will call it your big self, the part of you that knows all, that which is your spirit, your true identity and nature and design. Your heart speaks the truth of your spirit, and we ask you in this new time to come into your heart more and more and ask your heart for guidance, for counsel, direction, inspiration. Listen to your heart. You must have humility when you are asking from the center of your being your questions. At the center of your being, this is your heart, actually. This is what we mean when we say your heart. It is the all-knowing place, the place where God arrives within your being and your spirit as well. Your heart is at the center of your being. And many times, it does not have words for you, but it is a sense, a movement, a calling, a whisper. It is much different language than your mind. So you must trust this as well. The mind does not trust the heart. It is threatened by the heart's wisdom and knowingness. It is threatened because the mind, the limited ego mind, wants you to believe it is God, the highest authority. This is not the truth. It is a lie. Again, the mind has its role. having it serve its purpose in the role for you as a human being is good. It is to follow the greater guidance of your heart, which is God speaking with you and your spirit speaking with you. So we ask you to go forward in this week, this first week of the new year, and observe yourself. How often are you referring to the know-how of your mind, which is limited, or the infinite knowingness and infinite love of your heart and its guidance for you, its care and comfort and ease? And surrounding you in every moment with all that you need. It is the love of God. So listen to your heart. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.